Danced In. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1875. Joanna West arrived at her destination after a rather long journey. As she came up the drive, she looked at the house in front of her critically. It was nearly 15 years ago when she was a small girl that she had first come here to the Four Gables to see one of her oldest relatives. Her mother had brought her because she thought it only right that she should see the more elderly members of the family before they died. It was after these relatives had died that Joanna's parents had taken over the house. Joanna had spent quite a great deal of her adult life in London. She had actually been a great social success, not only because she was extremely pretty, but because she was very amusing. It was something new and sparkling for the London society that had become somewhat boring with having the same beauties, the same dancers, and the same aristocrats year after year. Although Joanna had been a success in London, she had returned home quite often to be with her parents, whom she loved. Because she was an only child, they treated her as someone very precious. She had, however, been over in France, staying with some friends who had invited her and her parents almost every year to stay in Paris and enjoy the parties given night after night by the French social world. It was when she was enjoying herself and being so much admired that she received a telegram asking her to return home immediately, as there had been an accident to her parents. Worried as to what had happened to her beloved parents, Joanna had hurried off home, only to arrive several days later to be told that her mother and father were both dead. It was such a shock to her that at first she could not understand or appreciate what had occurred. Then she learnt that they had gone driving and were intending to visit some friends who lived far away. They had run into a carriage heading for the north, whose driver was extremely drunk. Not only had the horses collided with each other, but the carriage her father and mother were driving in was turned over. The hood of the carriage, which was solid, had fallen on top of her parents, who had no protection whatsoever on them, and they were both killed, instantly. It was an accident which might only happen once in 100 years, but the fact that it had actually happened was not only something that had been impossible to avoid, but was also so dangerous that those involved in it had no chance of surviving. The horses were so badly injured that they had to be put to sleep, and there was no chance of saving the lives of Joanna's parents. Because they had not waited for her to return from abroad before the funeral took place, Joanna was unable to take even the briefest glance at her adored parents before they were lowered into the ground. As she went back to their house, she realized that she was now alone in the world, and had no one to turn to in her misery. It seemed to her, however, that there was no end to her unhappiness. As she was still wondering how she could manage alone, and how it was possible for her to improve the house that had belonged to her father and mother, another relative, who she had not seen for several years, wrote to her. She said how deeply distressed she was to hear of the accident that had killed her parents. As she realized that she was now completely alone in the world, she suggested that Joanna should go north and stay with her until they both decided what she should do in the future. "It seems strange," the letter went on, "that you are almost the only relative I have in my old age. I thought, as I had never married, that it would be possible for me to find a young male relative who would make this ancestral home that I inherited from my parents a place where all our relatives could come at Christmas or other times. But as we have been so scattered, I have no one to whom I feel that the house will be a happy memory to all of those who visit it. Unfortunately, one by one, either through wars or old age, our relations have died. I now find myself almost month by month crossing out someone on the family tree. Now your parents have left us. You, my dear, are the one member of the family I am able to see. I believe we had one or two distant..."